back to our meditation, Pater Noster. As we begin the Our Father, we try to realize to whom we are speaking. As we've said, we are addressing all three persons. We are addressing the Holy Trinity as our Father. How is God our Father? In four different ways. He is our Father as the Creator who made us out of nothing. God made us by His almighty love. Or if you prefer, by His loving omnipotence. If there's one thing we better know, God did not have to create anything or anyone. In theology, we call ourselves contingent beings. Nice big word. What does contingent mean? Unnecessary. We are all unnecessary beings. God does not need us. Why do we address God as our Father? He is our Father who sustains us in existence and provides for all our needs. Sisters, never forget, two words go together. The word providence and the word provide. That's what providence means. God constantly provides. God constantly provides for everything we need. Thirdly, He is our Father because He made us in His own image and likeness. In other words, how many times can say a mother and a father would show me their baby, and I would tell both father and mother there's a distinct similarity. The baby looks like you. How happy they are to hear that. We are to look like God. Why is He our Father? Because we've been made to His own image and likeness. Why is God our Father? Because we are destined to go back to the Father from whom we came. In other words, we came from God and we exist for God. God is our inheritance. God is our goal. And nothing shall make us fully happy until we reach and return to the arms of God. Notice, throughout the Our Father, we are speaking to God as social beings. Nowhere in the Our Father is the first person, I, me, or mine, used. It is the very first word in English, our Father. Give us this day our daily bread. forgive us our trespasses, lead us not into temptation. The hardest task I think we have in life is to realize we are not merely individuals. Sure, we are persons. That's what a person is. I B equals P. An individual, intelligent being, IIB, equals P, equals person. That's the church's infallible definition of person. IIB, individual, intelligent being, is a person. Is God one person? No. God cannot be. It is impossible for God to be an individual person. I repeat what I said. The hardest thing, I mean what I'm saying, hardest thing in life, I think, is to learn that we are. Sure, we are persons, but we are persons who belong to a society. There would be no God. There couldn't be a God who is just one person. A God who would be one person is a contradiction in terms. And I have watched babies from infancy. They begin to grow. Oh, how conscious we are from infancy of being, well, me, myself, I'll never forget in the O'Hare Airport in Chicago. I was carrying my bag to catch an airplane, and there ahead of me, I noticed on the side was a telephone. A young mother was making a telephone call. Well, she was holding on to the telephone receiver with one hand. With the other hand, she was holding on to the telephone booth because, and he was a boy. I'd say about 4 years old. He was putting on his mother's left leg. He didn't want his mother to, well, ignore him and be engaged in telephone conversation with somebody else, the mother. She allowed the boy to keep putting her left leg. But she held her ground and held up with the left hand to the telephone with the right foot to the ground. Sisters, we are all naturally, profoundly selfish. And consequently, we are still on part one of our meditation.